22-year-old University of Virginia student Otto Warmbier died just days after being released from North Korea in a coma. He had arrived in Ohio June 13th after being held more than 17 months for allegedly trying to steal a propaganda banner while visiting with a tour group. A lot of questions, a lot of outrage over this. And joining us now to talk more about it is Pamela Falk. She's a foreign affairs analyst for CBS. Pamela, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Brian. This is a terrible tragedy, and partly what the Trump administration will have to do is figure out what next steps are, at the same time try to negotiate the release of the further three Americans who are still being held, Tony Kim, Kim Hak-song, and Kim Dong-chul. What they have to do is see what they can do to negotiate that. The Trump administration stepped up negotiations to get Otto Warmbier out, and now we know that the reason no consuls, no envoys, no one could see him is that he went into this coma the day after his trial 17 months ago.
Yeah, do we know how that happened?
Well, what we know is that what the North Korean government told South Korea from the very beginning after the trial was that he contracted a case of botulism and took a sleeping pill and didn't come out of a coma. And they gave him a sleeping pill and he didn't come out of a coma. The doctors now who have examined before he died, Otto, said that just there was no evidence of that, that he had suffered catastrophic brain injury shortly after the trial. So certainly it sounds like there was something terrible that happened as soon as he was tried and put into the prison. And North Korean prisons are notorious for this. Thousands have died in North Korean prisons. They're called work camps. And Otto had been sentenced to years of 15 years in hard labor. There's certainly responsibility by the North Korean government, and there are people. There, the former CIA director, General Michael Hayden, was just on CBS this morning saying he thinks something further should happen to North Korea as a result, that in the past the U.S. has put war criminals, such as in Vietnam, on trial in the United States in absentia and put them on the judicial track, indict them, find the evidence and try to make sure that they're getting the message that they can't take these Americans, all of whom were taken on their way out the door. And so they see this American passport, they say, oh, good negotiating chip. And this has happened before with Kevin Bay, who was freed in 2014, and others.
You mentioned that
it's very cynical.
Yeah, cynical is a kind word, I think.
And in this case, tragic, right.
Yes, South Korea's President Moon, speaking to CBS earlier, said that North Korea is, quote, heavily responsible and should be held accountable. How could that happen? I mean, is there any real way we're going to hold North Korea accountable over this?
Well, there certainly could be an international criminal court. There certainly could be U.S., and that's probably less likely. There certainly could be a U.S. trial, and there could be further sanctions that the U.S. could put and the U.N. could put on North Korea. And it's the heaviest sanction regime there is, mainly on their nuclear program. And to a large extent, what the Trump administration has done is convince Chinese counterparts, who have vetoed in the past any really tight restrictions on North Korea, to up the ante. And President Trump's Secretary of State and Defense will be meeting with their Chinese counterparts this week. China has been reluctant to do that. North Korea is a neighbor of China, and they're worried about a mass refugee crisis if North Korea were to melt down. But China has been increasingly on board as North Korea, which does have nuclear weapons, is testing its missiles in order to be able to have an intercontinental ballistic missile, which could reach the United States. As it is, they can reach U.S. military bases, Japan, and South Korea. So there are a lot of reasons, global reasons, security reasons, and personal American reasons to try to send North Korea an even tougher message.
All right, Pamela Falk, foreign affairs analyst for CBS News. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely, Brian, Mary.